joining us tonight, pianist Luther Allison. Luther, welcome back to Rochester.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's glad to be back.
Congrats on the new album. What's it called?
It's called I Owe It All to You.
So talk about who's on the album and what inspired you to create something now.
Yeah, sure. So I have Boris Kozlov on bass and a really good friend of mine, Zach Adelman, on the drums. We actually went to college together. And what inspired me to do the record now is I just felt like this was the time to finally put something out. I think I had a few opportunities over the last few years to record, but I just didn't have a lot of music together yet. And I was kind of focusing on mostly side person work, which I'm still doing a lot of, but I just felt this was the time to put something out. I've been writing a lot of music and I wanted to honor a lot of my heroes with some of the compositions, some of the arrangements. I was able to have an opportunity with Positone Records and record it. So,
speak with Luther Allison. So Luther, working with some people like Samara Joy, what was that like watching that meteoric rise and you seeing it from your vantage point?
Yeah, it was incredible. She's an incredible vocalist, incredible person, and seeing somebody who's well-deserving of everything that she's received, it's just beautiful to witness, and to be a part of it for that time was unbelievable. So it's crazy to see somebody who is singing traditional jazz music and to have that much of an impact on the world. So that was unbelievable to witness.
Seeing that little, she opened the door to millions of people to learn about our music and embrace it. It must have been so fun, so gratifying to you to see that.
Oh, absolutely, for sure.
Speaking of tonight, another artist that you are playing with, talk about this young lady you're working with tonight.
Yes, Ekep Nkwele. She's an incredible vocalist, really close friend of mine. Just a great friend. Extremely gifted, extremely skilled, extremely talented. So, yeah, I'm super excited to play with her tonight. And we're playing right across from where I played last year. So this is a meeting of both worlds, of both years.
So how did you two meet and start working together?
We met several different times. So we met through a good friend of ours that went to Michigan State with me. And we met briefly. She was just coming to visit her friend and check out the school. And then we met a few other times in New York City, just in passing with other friends. And then when she started having some shows, she ended up calling me for everything or for a few gigs at a time and decided to keep calling me back. And I enjoyed every gig that we did. She seemed to enjoy every gig as well. And everything was kind of cemented from there.
Speaking with Luther Allison, Luther, how can we get younger people of color to embrace our music?
That's a good question. I think just involvement in the community. And I don't even think it always has to be a jazz program or an institution of any sort. But I think as long as we just are making this music as accessible to people within our community as possible, you know, if I see a young kid, I don't know, maybe I just give him my CD. I don't have to worry about, you know, oh, this, that'll be $15, please. But if there's just some sort of way that we can just be connected with everybody without an expectation of anything in return, you know, and just make it accessible to everybody. And being very adamant about getting out into the community, you know, instead of, okay, well, you got to pay this rate. Because I feel like that can exclude quite a bit of people who may not be able to do that, you know, in underprivileged areas. So, yeah, that's my concept, is just be present and be accessible and be that same way with the music. So.
And you're going to hear just that with your brand new album. What's it called again?
I Owe It All to You.
And to learn more about you, where can we go?
My website, LutherSAllison.com. I'm also on all social media platforms, Instagram, Luther S. Allison, Facebook, TikTok. I have a TikTok now. I got to get back on that some more. But, yeah, that's where you can find me.
So proud of you, man. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. Great to see you again. Thank you for having me.